Vice Ad Hashir this week is being sponsored by the Nishvas Rav Yosef Chaim ben Rav David Olav Shalom and Rav David ben Rav Alexander Sender Olav Shalom.
Agit Tavoch. Really, the Shir should be about Tirche de Tzibur. That's going to be Minyon de Yoyme. Thank you for so much for waiting for me. Sorry for making you waiting. But hopefully you're going to enjoy the shiur. So I don't know, in a nachto meida lisosoi. But I remember once I had a, this time I came late because my wife, she had a seminar, she's leading a seminar, she was in a deal. But I remember once I have Shabbos Esvadas, we're not going to call it Shabbaton. This Maital meeting was in Stanford. So I was looking at it in this forum, so it was over here a sefer for one of the Shmissim, one of the Mashgichim, one, he passed away, but I don't remember his name. But he says this following, he says to the Bochim, listen, he talk about the Shgoche Protis. I'll give you an example. Like now, I'm telling you a long Musa Shmiss, and you know, because me, you're missing the lunch, and you're going to go to the lunchroom, it's not going to be left any more food. And you're going to blame it on me. I'm telling you. You have to know it's a Shgoche Protis, you should not have food. It's not my fault. So you have to know, okay, I think it's very nice to say a Shgoche Protis and the cheshbon from the other one. But when we don't have choice, we're using this answer. But Baruch Hashem. The shiur going to be on the sugi from Gershon is Gaia. But before we start in the Gemara, so I like to start really in the Parsha, one Kasha, and then we're going to go to the Shir. We're going to use two Rashis in this Parsha. But the first Kasha, that everybody, it's a famous Kasha, the Rishonim already talks already about it. The Gemara says, in Yume, that Avraham Avinu kiyem eskol ha-Torah kulo, afilo iruvei tafshilin. It's a big machloikes, Avraham Avinu was mekayim kol ha-Torah kulo kipshutoi, was shaking a esroig, or he ate matzah. Some other, as I mentioned from the Rishonim, some others for him, like the Nefesh HaChaim, they says, Avraham Avinu was Mekayim, the mitzvah, the Kavonis HaElyonis from the mitzvah, the Yichudim from the mitzvah, but not really Lemaise. That's the Lemaise became only after Matan Toiro. But the Rishonim take them on as Avraham Avinu was Mekayim, the mitzvah Kipshutoi. And Oibazoi, the Kasha is how come Yaakov Avinu got married to two sisters? Rochen Leleo, it's a Yisur Isho El Achoy So Lo Yisikach. How come Yaakov got married with two sisters? That's the Kasha of the Rishonim even asked, the Ramban, the Rashbo. The Gemara already talks about it. They gave the Osid Lovi, they're going to give Yaakov Avinu Koy Shul Broche. And he says, I can bench because I got married to two Tzveyachis, two sisters. So the Ramon in the Tshuva says that Avraham Avinu kiyem kol ha-Torah kulo, it's only Avraham. But not Yitzchok and Yaakov. Avraham was kiyem, the Gemara says Avraham Avinu kiyem kol ha-Torah kulo. This the Ramon says in Tshuvas, in, should I speak in Yiddish? What's that's what I can. Very good, very good. That's the Ramon says. But I think with Sadas it's very hard to make Kabel, the Teretz from the Ramon. Kodem kol, the Rebbe says about Avraham, ki yedati v'asher yetza v'ezbono v'ezbeiso v'acho. The power from Avraham, he's going to be mechanech his kid. It doesn't make sense. Avraham Avinu is mekayim kol ha-Torah kulo, but Yitzchok not. And Yaakov not. Zeh ha-shver tzuf ha-shtein in this story. Why should they not going to want to follow Avraham's veig? Also, very good, yes. Rashi says, im lovam garti, Rashi brings, v'taryag mitzvahs, Shomarti, Yaakov says it. So we're asking Rabbeinu Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu, you say Staryag Mitzvah Shomarti, what's about Shtei Achis? This is the Kasha, what we're going to talk about it. But then, let's start our Shir. The Gemara says in Daf Samech Beis that Rabbi Ismael, Oyuloi Bonim, Biyoisoi, Oyvet Krichovim, Venizgayim. Agoy, he have kids, but Nizgayim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, and he have a boy, and he have a girl. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, kiyem piryeh verivyeh, tamekayim the mitzvah from piryeh verivyeh. Verishlokish Omar, loy kiyem piryeh verivyeh. Nishmikayim the mitzvah. What is the time of machloikis? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kiyem Piriyeh V'Riv Yedohavu Leich. He have kids. Do you need to see them? What do you need? He shows you. This is my kids. Loi Lesoyu B'ro, Leshevis Yetzoro. Look, he have kids. Rish Lokish answer, Loi Kiyem Piriyeh V'Riv Yeh. Why not? Ger Shen Izgayer Kekoton Shenoy Ladomi. Ger Shen Izgayer Kekoton Shenoy Ladomi. Is it doesn't have chais, Rashi says. It doesn't have, not related to him. He have kids, but it's not really his kids. And it doesn't have any shaykhes. It's not korev to them. We're going to see soon. Vimele says, Rish Lokish is not mekayim the mitzvah from Pirye v'Rivye. And the Gemara zukt, v'az yel etamayu, the Gemara is also in Choyres, daf mem zayin, de ismar, oyu loy bonim biyoisoy oyvet kichovim venizgayim. Rav Yochanan Omar, ain lo bechor lenachlo, do'a v'lerei shesoynek, v'Rish Lokish Omar, yesh lo bechor lenachlo. Ger shenizgar kekoton shelo iladomi. He had already a child before he got, was nizgar, before he got converted. Now, he was megayer, and he wrote an ayazin. So, the bechor, he takes pishnaim. So, the bechor, what he has now, when he is a yid, take pishnaim or not? Is rei shesoynek? Says Rav Yochanan, no. He have kids. He have kids. I don't care if he had a child when he was a goy, but this new child is not a bechor. And Rish Lokish says, Ger shenizgar kekoton shenoy ladomi, and now it's Rishis oinoy. It looks like from the pashtus from the Gemara, the Gemara is Rishus. It looks like from the pashtus the Gemara, the Rish Lokish says, Ger shenizgar kekoton shenoy ladomi, and what Rabbi Yochanan going to answer about it? The pashtus the Gemara. If the Ben Chomeshesra le Talmud starting to learn this Gemara, you're going to ask him, it's mashma, the Rabbi Yochanan is nishmoide to this vore from Gershon Izgayer kekoton shenoy ladomi. If Rish Lokish says Gershon Izgayer kekoton shenoy ladomi, it's mean, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold from this vore. Because if Rabbi Yochanan hold from this vore, and even though he disagree about Rish Lokish, so what Rish Lokish telling him? Gershon Izgayer kekoton Shenoy Ladomi. I also think Gershon is Gar Kekoton Shenoy Ladomi, but I disagree on you. So Mashmaz Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold from the Svore. He's toys to speak about it, but we're going to see that it's impossible that Rabbi Yochanan hold Gershon is Gar Lav Kekoton Shenoy Ladomi. It was very Moshe Chesalev to say that Rabbi Yochanan maybe disagree on them. And why? Chasam Soifer in Avoid Zohar. Chidush Chasam Soifer, Daf Samech Daled, says, Bemesek Leshoinoi, Kol Yomai Torachti Veyogati. Maybe I have the Loshoino video, maybe before Shabbos. I'm not sure. Yeah, I have the Loshoino. Yogati Arbe Veloi Motsosi. Menolu lerabonon gershen is gayer kekoton shenoy ladomi. Rav Chasam Soifer says I was searching, chob gizicht in the ganze shas, in mikro and mikri, in sifro. It's not any drum about it. How rabonon knows it? And he brings the psalm drusha from gezel ager, and lemaisa he says that's not a good marker. So, if we don't have a drosh about it, it was maybe better to say that Rabbi Yochanan disagree on the whole concept from Gershon Izgayer kekoton shenoy ladomi. However, it's very easy to say, but for people like you, lomdim like you, they learn already Yevomis, so we cannot sell it because we're going to see the din for Gershon Izgayer kekoton shenoy ladomi. It's giving, it's a push at Tzach, and nobody disagree about it. The Ersh Tzach is Dafchov Beis. Dafchov Beis. Rav Nachman. Omar Rav Nachman. Geirim oil ve'osu liyodom. Neime be'u mirse. We spoke already about geirim. Let's say something else. Achim inaim lo yohidu. Ve'im eidu, eidu soneidus. אחים מן האב מעידים לכתחילה. המימר אומר, אפילו אחים מן האם נמי מעידים לכתחילה. So the halacha, Koroi visposo leidus. One brother cannot say aedus about another brother. Yeah? He can't. Why? Because he's posso leidus. But if two brothers was megayer, like the kosher leidus. So two brothers mean they don't have the same mother, but they have the same father. For sure, they ksheim lekatchila. But even brothers, well, they have the same mother, so a meimah says they ksheim lekatchila and it's no problem. Even mean, Rabbonon even didn't say gzeira about it. Frag the Gemore, umay shnei ma'arayis? What's mean, why shnei ma'arayis? Because the aloha is ba'arayis, they're also allowed to marry, brother is allowed to marry the sister. But ba'achin minareim, if they have the same mother, even though it's no isur d'oraisa, but Rabbonon says a gzeira, and like the Gemore says before, שלא יוים רובונו מקדושו חמורו לקדושו קלו. A goy, he have a sister from the same mother, he's not allowed to marry to her. Not allowed to marry to her. Like we have Rashi in Lech Lecho, Achoisi, Bas Ovi, Vlav Basimi, but from the mother, he's not allowed to marry to her. So he was Megaya, and he says, look at that. When I was a goy, I had a Yisur. I had to be a Fumer. But now when I was Megaya, I'm allowed to do whatever I want. It's shelo yoyim rubonu migdusho chamuro ligdusho kalo. So Rabbonon did a gzeire. But it's only gzeire mide Rabbonon. Mide oraise, no isur arayes. A brother allowed to marry his sisters. And one brother could say a eidus about his other brother. This aloha is pshuto. Nobody disagrees on it. Achim and Oav, they don't have the Yisur. When they was going. A goy doesn't have a Yisur when he was a...
If he has a sister
from the father, he doesn't have a Yisur.
But he can say also.
So he had the same. You say, I was loud when I was a goy. Now also. But he doesn't have any yeter. He doesn't get any less. So we have two halachas, Gershon is Gair, Kekoton Shenoi Ladomi, and the Gemara says, two Isurim Doraise, not Isur, one is a Isur, terrible Isur, a chorus. A brother and a sister, the Gemara says, Gershon is Gair, it's no problem anymore. Nobody disagrees with that, it's halacha nifseka, halacha lemaise. Also, Ilchoy Seidus, nobody disagrees about it. There Rabbi Yochanan disagree on this halacha? Of course not. So why Rabbi Yochanan disagree in our Gemara when Reish Lakish tell him Gershon is gar ke koton shenoy ladomi? He says his kids, it's not his kids. So what's Rabbi Yochanan think tzachdot? The lashon de Gemara in Daf Tzadik Zayin. Bnei Yudon Amso ishtachru shor le Ravachi bar Yankev leminsav neshei deadore. One Eved was married, one slave was married, the wife from the another slave. Because it's no issues. It was Megayer and it's nothing. Omar Lei Rovev Rav Sheishes Osar, Rav Sheishes says Chot Sheisur Mide Rabbonon. Omar Lei Yu Osar Vano Sharino. Then the Gemara says, it's only Minahav Veloi Minahem. Minahav Veloi Minahem Kulal Meloi Pligi De Shori. Minahem Veloi Minahav Kulal Meloi Pligi De Osir. Then the Gemara says, "Kipli geminav uminahem." So then it's the machloikes, and the Gemara says, "Ravache bar Yankev says, afilu beachin minahem, it's not a problem." And why? Gershon is gayer kekoton shenoy ladomi, and the loshon haGemara in Daf Chof Gimel, kevon shen is gayer, dei migayre ledidei nami tafse b'kiddushin lechem migayre gufe achrinei. She Megayer, it's a different body, it's a different person. Totally different. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't disagree with that. Why over here Rabbi Yochanan have a problem? And these two halachas. And I could bring you a lot of halachas from Gershon Yisgar Kekoton Shenoy Ladomi.
Not only... Chasam
Sefer doesn't have.
Yeah, but this is being paired. Because from Rashi you see that Gufa Achrina, so it's a Sfara.
You want to say the answer in the Chasam Sofer because it's a Svore. Okay, could be. Could be from the Rambam in Pirusha Mishnayos in Mai. It's mashma like you say. That he doesn't say it later. Some people want to be saying the Rambam. It's much slow, but we're going to see in the Rishonim. We're going to find the chorus of it. Maybe. You're going to see. Maybe. The Koivetzeores is done so far. The Koivetzeores think in a ger needs to be over and is Koivim. His father passed away, father died. And that is a beg. He was a goy. So the Koivetzeores says, listen, even though Gershon is gar, kikotem shenoy ladomi, but it's a fact, he feels tsar. And maybe Avelus have with the Metzias, that he have tsar. Sof kol sof, this was his father, this was his mother, he loved them. So lemaisa by the Rambam, in Ilchus Avelus, in the Shulchan Aruch Paskent also, that ger doesn't have to sit Avelus, and he do aman domar Avelus, yom rishon chodshu doraisa, say the Shulchan Aruch not. Why not? Because ger shenizgar kikotem shenoy ladomi, and he doesn't have any shaykhas to do.
Aloch. Has it Bochanan, has it,
does he talk to that? Yeah, he brings it. He brings it, it's clear, but lemaisa the Rambam says it. Ma keoviv, mekal eloi, Rambam leadye, ger shenizgar doesn't have the alochas, or ger shenizgar kikotem shenoy ladomi, the Rambam paskin des nilchus mamrim. Rashi says in Kiddush in Daf Yud Zayin, even though Ger Yoyresh es Oviv min HaToyro, Goyim ev Yerusha, Ger Yashin tis Fadar Doraise, but if it was Megayer, is not Yoyresh es Oviv. Why not, says Rashi? Ger Shen is Gayer, Kekoton Shenoy Latomi, is not related to his father anymore. Ololoches Psukes. But over here, so we see from all the halachas that the ger, the kurve, stopped. He's not a korev anymore. He doesn't have Yerusha. He doesn't have a chiyuv kibudav. He doesn't have a isur klole. He doesn't have a isur kroivim. He doesn't have psuleidus. Everybody admitted it. Two halachas with difference. Mitzvah spiri of a rivi is mekayim, Rabbi Yochanan says. And bechor lenachlo, also, he doesn't have anymore. And the halacha is nifsa ke Rabbi Yochanan. So how could be? Lemoshul, it's an interesting halacha to know that the ger, even when he's gayer, so it's not so pushed in Shulchan Aruch, but the Mogen Avraham says it, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav says it, he could even ban Shelo Yosani Goy. I'll say, you should say a different broche, Shosani Yisroel, past of the ger, Usloshon Shosani Yisroel, but the Morgan of Rome says the Maisi could say Shelo Yosani Goy. Gershon is Gar, Kikotem Shenoy Ladomi. How could be? The Loshon from the Levush is like this. I wrote to me to Loshon from the Levush. He says like this. In Yoyeride Reish Samich Tes. Adas Noisenes. Shegeir amizgayer umekabel olov ol toiro. And the Loshon Adas Noisenes is mashma like you say. It's a svore. Adas noisenes. Gershon is gayer vekibel olov ol toiro vehamitzvo. And is marich. Vadai nisare olov ruach mimoroim, ruach chodosh, ruach kadishe, nishmos echadete anu neshome. Venase ish acher ukeilu noitzar venoilad boi bayoim. He was creating new made. It's shafen keilu noitzar venoilad boi bayoim. וכל יום וראשונים כלא יויו. The first days, the previous days, like never happened. דאיש אחרו. וכל קרויבו נוחרים יחושבו לוי. And the Levush is mashma says it's a snore. So it was very geschmack to say like the Levush. But from Rabbi Yochanan we see differently. From Rabbi Yochanan we see differently. Moshel, it's an interesting tshuva by Moshe Feinstein. This could be lemaise, because we have a lot of gerim. Moshe Feinstein talks, what's going to be if a father was Megayer with his daughter if he have a Yisur Ichud? They live near in the same house, but Lemaise, Minatoire, Kenochrim Yechoshvu, he allowed to marry her. It's only Yisur de Rabbanon. Shalo Yoimru. But min HaTorah it's no Yisur. Says Rav Moshe, it's going to be a Yisur Yichud. Chachomim gozru al HaPnuyo. That's Halacha Lemaise. Lemaise, Rav Moshe says, and some people taking this too far, I don't mean Rav Moshe means it. Rav Moshe says, B'mitz. I know they kenochem yechoshvu. But what's the reason the Chazal didn't go there and avu bitoy? Because it's no Yitzirah. Over here it's also no Yitzirah. B'metzias, it's no reason to do the gzeire. It's a big chidush. Someone could think, I understand it's no Yitzirah, but if it's a loch de rabbonon and a ichud apnuyo, so you also, you can say this metzias is different. Rav Moshe is not afraid. And Rav Moshe was looking to help the gerim. I think the aloha lemaisa we should be able to read. And Rabbi Yochanan Moshe says, no, we look at the Metzias. I saw some other tshuva, and I'm not going to tell you who says it, because Mishum Kvoida from this Sefer. But they says, what's going to be Gershon Yisgayir in Eretz Yisrael? But he lives in Chutz Loretz. That he needs to keep, he was came b'chrovet shvuas, he wanted to be a ger. So he needs to keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, or you're going to say, Gershon Yisgayir kekotan shenoy ladomi, so the Gerus was in Eretz Yisrael, so he got born in Eretz Yisrael. So he doesn't have to keep Yom Tov Shel Sheni Shel Golius. If you're going to move back to Chutz Loretz, yeah. But just now you got born to Eretz Yisrael, so there is a tshuva. This is funny, yeah. I get to you. Of course. Lemaise, he lives in Chutz Loretz. I don't care that he started to live in Chutz Loretz before he was Megai and Gershon Yisgayir Kekotan Shenoy Ladomi. Can't close your eyes. He lives in Chutz Loretz, and Ledaim Titzador Poshut, that he needs to keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. So what's going on over there? It's a metzias. It's like a new Delavush says is like a new berye kol yomo varishonim keloy oyu. But for me, Rabbi Yochanan, we say differently.
What does Delavush mean?
What?
What does Delavush mean? Delavush means like how you be killed in the book and I forgot the name, but in the Gemara in the Gittin it says.
Nevuzaradon.
Yeah. Nevuzaradon. He killed 100,000 people. And then he's with Gaia, and he gets off. It's a free pass, get out of jail free.
I have the same question. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I talked about the
Rabbi. Tell me. I'm just bringing you. Lemaise, it's a different Gemara. It talks mamash about the question that you say. The Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin. Tonu Rabbonon. No, in Daf Mem Zayin Omud Beis. Memches, I'm sorry, right? Yeah, Memches on the base. Tanya Rab Hananya Bnoi Shel Rabban Gamliel Oimer Mipneima Geirim Bazman Aze Meunin Veisurin Boim Aleim. Says the Gemara, Mipne Sheloi Kimu Sheva Mitzvois Bnei Noyach. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Gershon Yisgayir kekoton shenoy ladomi. You're not going to blame him on any bad things that he did before, because Gershon Yisgayir kekoton shenoy ladomi. So what's the Kalim going to answer about Gershon Yisgayir kekoton shenoy ladomi? So the Tosfos HaRosh says right away,
in the Shemayim, they don't forget.
So min HaShemayim? Min HaShemayim is not Gershon Yisgayir kekoton shenoy ladomi. I saw very interesting in the Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan says, Tanekama says, of course Gershon Yisgayir kekoton shenoy ladomi. But the life that he had before was exist. No, it's a new Gilgul. Like he died, and he got born again. No, a person, he gets punished, even what he did in previous life. Nobody says Gershon Yisgayir lav kekoton shenoy ladomi. Okay, he got born there. What about what he did in the previous Gilgul, in the previous life? He had previous life in the same time. He didn't have to die and come again. He had two circles of life over here.
I guess 40 years old, he doesn't have to wait until 53 to
be a It's very interesting what you say. It's very interesting. Let's tell you something. I love the point what you say. The Ma'ariba son, was a tremendous Talmid Chochem, says that the Gershon Yisgayir doesn't get punished by Beizen Shel Malo till over 20 years from the Gerus. I was asking you, according to Ma'ariba san, maybe you should lay tefillin only 13 years after the Gerus. This, you catch me a good question today. I want to ask about the Ma'ariba san, but of course you're right. So what all of you want?
Rosh Hashanah says though, if he's mevarach es Hashem when he's a goy, he's never.
Oh, that's, you're going now to another Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, and this, maybe, I didn't want to go to them, but you was mentioning this, I was says already. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, come Tois, it depends on Shittas HaRishonim, are you learning over there? But from Toises, L'chol HaPochus comes, that even Rabbi Yossi, that he says, that Nimcha L'kol HaVinoisov, and he doesn't get Oynesh B'day Shomayim, even Rabbi Yosef that he says Nimcha L'kol HaVinoisov, he doesn't get Oynesh B'day Shomayim. But Rabbi Yosef is Moide that if he deserved to get punished B'day Beis Din, like he did Aveire when he was a goy, and Beis Din need to kill him like Mevorech Es Hashem, or any other Aveire that he didn't miss, it didn't get changed, so he's still going to be killed, and even Rabbi Yosef is going to Moide. Because Rabbi Yosef only talks about Dine Shomayim. But I want to tell you something. This is not a lot. Because other Averis get changed, they didn't miss it. If you change it, then misses, you cannot give him. You can give him a worse, and you can give him something easy. It must to be in the Baruch Hashem. It's something that have the same misa to go into it. But I want to tell you something. From Dine Yodom, you cannot bring proof anything. And why? Push it. Tshuva helped to a person. Normal. The Rebbein Shem Zuk is tshuva helped. What's going to be a person was Mechal Shabbos in Over Afem Yom Kippur, and he was crying, and he did Shuvah, Bidmois Sholish, and he was Charot Al Ovar, and Kabbalah Al Osid, and Avidui, and Bedin Shomayim is okay. And I'm going to tell you more. He ran away, and he was hiding 30 place, he was sitting and learning Basmode Rabbi in Abis Medresh, and Lechem Lo Yochal, he only gives Zdokeh, and he was Mamish Tzadik Nister. And Bezim going to catch him, they're going to kill him, and not going to help him any Shuvah. And tshuva doesn't help of dine yodom. Why not? It's a sugi b'fnei atzmo, it's a noida b'yudo, it's a chido, it's a old sugyo. Maybe another time you remember. But lemaise, tshuva doesn't help of dine yodom. And even tshuva helps, for sure, for other averes. So we cannot bring proof from Gersh and his guy what he did, kekotin shenoy ladomi, because all this alochas doesn't have shaychas to onoshim, onshim b'dine yodom. It's a difference. The Noida B'Yudu says it's a Xeras HaKosov. The Chido says a different Alochis. It doesn't matter to us. But this is not a Shaychis. It's a good point, but it's not a Shaychis. But we see from Israel, we have two places that maybe Gershon is Gair Lofke Kotten Shanoi Ladomi. One form, you see, it still gets Soros and Isurim. Meil Ha'id gets Soros and Isurim because he did a virus. Because his father, the previous generations, Poiked Avoin, Ovis Alboni, maybe. But the Gary just is Gary now. Kikotin Shanoi Ladomi. What do you want from him? The answer is, he did a verse before. And Rabbi Yossi disagree, but this is the story from Tanekame. And we have it also, the story is about Rabbi Yochanan. So what are we saying over here? This is one of the questions that I like to speak about it. It's another place where we see that maybe Gershon is Gaia, Kekoton Shenoi Ladomi, but it's not Pink Lachazai. This question, I'm not sure if someone asked Lehedia. I'm going to tell you. Lemaise, we see in the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin and the Daf Mem Vov, the Mokor, every ger needs Mila and Tvila and Azoaz Dam, Korban. The Gemara says in Krisus, today we don't have a Korban, we have a Drosha, only Mila and Tvila. But Mila and Tvila and Kabbalah Smitzves, we need. And we meaning that we have Mila and Tvila and Kabbalah Smitzves is Shiu Mitzvah Loi Mashinen. It's a Mitzvah to Mekabel the Ger. I'd like to know, I don't have a mocker for that. Where it's the mitzvah in the Torah to be mekabel ager? I don't know. I didn't find it in Taryag. But the Gemara says, Shiri mitzvah loy mashinen. It's a mitzvah to them. Where? Yeah, when he's a ger, he should love them. But where? When he's to be, but before he's a ger. Like I saw one of the forum, they ask, it's a very interesting aloha lemaise, it's more, but it's starting, but it's, if someone wants to be megayer, and the Rabbonim think He wants really to be Megayer, but his Geir is going to cause problems to the community. The Syrians, the Moshul, they have a Gzeir, they're not taking Geirin. Because they're scared people are going to say the Megayer, and then they're going to marry to Goyim, not all of them keep the mitzvahs in the right level. So they said, we're not taking no one. Is they have the right to say we don't have Mekabel HaGeirin? From the Gemara it says, Shiyu mitzvah loy mashinen. Where is the raya that it's a mitzvah to take a ger? I don't know. But the Gemara. All right, let's put it in the sun. But Lemaisa the Gemara says in Krisus, and the Gemara over here in Yevomes, that we need Mila and Tvila and Korban. Where is the Mokor? The Mokor is Avoseinu b'Mitzrayim. The Gemara brings that in Krisus, the Ala Droshes happens in Mitzrayim, Mila and Tvila and a Korban. And the Rambam Paskin, we're not going to be Marich Ner in the Mekoiras. But this is the Gemara in Krisus, the Gemara Bayas, and the Rambam passing this. So according all we Shmiss now, needs to be that in Mitzrayim, they should be Mutar, Bekroivim, because Gershon is Gayer, Kekoton, Shanoi Ladomi. But we know differently. Vayishma Moishe Esom Boiche, Lemishpechoisov.
And they became Nesan, and before that it was Mutar.
Yeah, before this was Mutar. But from the Mashmaus from the Gemara, Boichel Mishpachois of his Mashma, there was Nesa with the people that got married already. Do you say Boichel Mishpachois of only from right now, what's going to be? But what's going to happen with the old people who got married till now?
That's the Pasha Pshat. From now on, they're crying because before that they were able to live with them.
So what's going to be someone got married with his aunt? And Midoraisa is also. But he married before Yetzias Mitzrayim. What happens after Matan Torah? Then he could go back to her and he has to get divorced. Or he doesn't even to get divorced, but goodbye. So you says no, he's allowed to go back, but from today on, this is the question. So the Meshech Chochmeh in Vos Chanon, Meshech Chochmeh in Vos Chanon says, he brings the Chasam Sofer that I told you, that he says, I never find a mokor to Gershon Yisgar Kekotun Shanu Noel Adomi, says Reb Meir Simche begoinusoy, he doesn't have a mocker. The mocker is poshut. Leich emor lohem shuvu lochem lo leichem. There was Nesar before, mitzvah sprishe, before Matan Toiro, and now Hashem says, go back. Leich emor lohem shuvu lo leichem. The Gemara says even in Beitze, even a mitzvah soinu deir. Excuse me, says Reb Meir Simche. Many of them got married to Isurei. Arias, I could give you a name very famous. Amram got married to Yocheves. She was his aunt. Yeah. And Hashem says, Lechem olochem shuvu lo leichem. What's with Isuri Arias? Gershon is Gayer, Kikoten Shanoi Ladomi. Here, the apostle, Lechem olochem shuvu lo leichem. Rebbe Simcha always, Bedarki from the girl, likes to find even Dinim the Rabbonon in the Ksukim. But Kol Shkin Dinim the Oraisa. Rebbe Simcha says, I don't know why the Chasam Sofer have a problem. It's a Mefurash Pasuk. Lechem olam, shuvu lechem lo lechem. So why are they crying? So Rebbe Simcha, mechaven to you, what do you say? But Funan and Vaitel. Miturnished. And obviously, it's only Pgiat. It's maybe, you know, but the Rebbe Sherov still had to marry to Kroivim and... what? So maybe, so they're crying about it. That's Rebbe Simcha.
Do we know if Amram was alive?
Of course he was alive.
He was alive a month ago?
But in the Sifri it's very not mashma like Rameir Simcha says, and I will tell you more, the Daskenim Ibala Toisva says, Eldod Umeidod, says the Daskenim, there was brothers of Moshe. Eldad umeidad, then in given bridas mit Moshe Rabbein. How come? Says very poshut. After Matan Toiro, Amram was not allowed to go back to Yocheves, because they was not allowed to go back. The Arias is Nesar, and because that everybody was crying. So Amram was married again. And he had new kids, Eldad umeidad. And there was brothers of Moshe from the Av, not from them. Clear that the Askenim Ibala Atoisves. There is showing him this again, Rameir Simcha. And I'm telling you, the lesson from the Sifri also not like Rameir Simcha. So we lost the Mekoil from We lost the Mekor from Gershon Nisgar Kekoton Shonoi Ladomi. And we have a new question. And interesting, the Askenim Bale HaToisva says, I don't remember who he says, I think Rabbeinu Hillel was on the caver from Eldad Umeidad, and he saw it's written on the Matzeva. They think there was kids of Amram, after he got married again. No, he says he didn't marry the Das. The Loshon from the Das came. He couldn't go back to Yocheved because it was Nessa Bikroi Voisov. She was his aunt. And it was another. It says it land you. Why he got divorced from Yocheved? She was not such a bad lady. She was helping him in the old time, you know, in Mitzrayim. He says because it's so rare ice. So the, beside that we lost the Mekoyer from Gershon Yisgar Kekoton Shenoy Ladomi, besides that, we have the question, why really, if they're all mocker, from Gershon Yisgar Kekoton Shenoy Ladomi, is from Yetzias Mitzrayim, how come in Yetzias Mitzrayim was not, we didn't have the din from Gershon Yisgar Kekoton Shenoy Ladomi. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was also Bekroivim. How could we? It's a very, it's a shveri kasha. What? Because, how we see? Because Vayishma Moishe Esom Boiche, and the Gemara says, Boiche Anisurei Kroivus, Anisurei Arayes, and we see from the Sifri, and we see from the Rishonim, the Askenim, it's going on the previous Isurim, not from An and Vayter. And this kasha, Mendel, you tell me when I have to stop, yeah? What? And this kasha we find a very, very interesting pirush from the Maharal in Gur Arye, in Parshas Vayigash. And the Shof Shmaitzel loved it so much that he brings it in his Agdoma. We have a beautiful Agdoma from the Shof Shmaitzel. The Shof Shmaitzel brings it in Oit Ches, in Oistes. And I can be marich, he make according to them, Cheshboinis Lifloi Meoid. But the Maharal says something after Gofele. The Maharal says like this. How come he called going on the posuk the Chimen Veshol Ben Aknanis? Who was Shol Ben Aknanis? Aknanis was Dina. Who married Dina? Shimen. The Maharal says, Moina Shaloilam. The Ovis was Mekayim the whole Torah Kula. And even though I believe the Shvatim also. How come Shimon married with his sister? And he brings the Medroshim that each Shavit got married to his own sister. How could be? And then he goes back to how come Yaakov was Megayer with, married to Leah and Rochel. That's the kasha where we start our Shir. And the Maharal says something very interesting. The Ovois Agdoishim was keeping the Kol HaTorah Kulo, but they didn't have to. They did it mirtzoinu matoiv. So the way, the Hashem didn't tell them to do it. So the way what they did it was, in Gershon is Gayer kekoton, shenoy ladomi. So Avrom have a din from Ager, Yitzchok have a din from Ager, and Yaakov was Megayer, Rochel and Leah. In a day, Rochel and Leah was Geirois. So he didn't have, there was no sin.
Why couldn't he bench?
Oh, why he couldn't bench? He says because it looks like it was not a Isur al Pi Aloche, but it looks like it's some Abgime. Yes. And he says the Meshech Chochmeh, not the Meshech Chochmeh, the Maharal, and really almost in the same way he says in Mishnah Lemelech, that they didn't have a Isur because it was they have a din from Gershon Yisgar Kekotem Shanoi Ladomi. That's where Yaakov got married to two sisters. Because there was no more sisters. They didn't have the aloha from sisters. And that's why the Shvotim was not allowed to marry their own sisters. And that's for Shimon who got married Dina.
Did they undergo a gerus?
What?
Did they all undergo a gerus?
You ask me if before Matan Torah was a din from gerus, from Milo and Tvilo. So Milo they have Sai Vasai. Because Hashem was Metzave Avrom. And if they went to a mikveh, I don't know. And but the concept from Kabbalah, the Koivet Zohar already speak about it. It says, "Sanefesh asherosu bechoron," and Rashi already says, "Megayer." He was kind of a geirus from on Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the kind of Kabbalah's geirus that I want to believe in Hashem and mekabel the Hashem like emunah sayichut from the Rebbe Shter, and the Rebbe said it mer, and we want to be mekayim's mitzvahs. And he says it's evadin from geirus. We see it was a geirus before Matan Torah because es hanefesh asher osu bechoron. Es hanefesh asher osu, I will tell you more. The Ravan was one of the Rishonim. Ravan, when he says, that's a metziah gdoilo. So if he says it to someone, tell it in my name, please. No, you don't have to. The Ravan says that Agbi knows Gershon is Gak Kotin Shanoi Ladomi. It's a nefesh asher osu bechoron. The Ravan says it. I have a big question on the Ravan. Because, okay, we're going from one inning to another inning. The Ravan by himself, I find another Ravan that he says, the Gershon is Gair only about a man, not a lady. She doesn't have the aloha from Gershon is Gair. But I don't understand. He says the mocha from Gershon is Gair, it's a nefesh asher osu bechoron. And so the deer, it's avor megair, it's a noshim, the so we have a noshim. But on them still, we're going to have to say another shir, another time. But le'in
yaneinu. If Yaakov was megair, he's asking that what's the problem with the bechoron? The
Bukhari
is anyway bottle after the
Gairus. Oh, you're coming. Oh. Ay, ay, ay. I have to prepare with you this year next time. Good. Lemaise l'inyoneinu. This is what the Maharal says. So the Maharal asks, how come in Mitzrayim they didn't have the aloha from Gershon Nisgar kekotn shenoy ladomi? And the Maharal comes with a moir de keuftun and he says, in Mitzrayim, again, the all Ilchos Geirus we're learning from Mitzrayim, but over there, they didn't have the din from being Mutar and Koivim. And why not? And it says like this. Gershon is Gaya, it's when he did it, Birtsoinoi Atoiv. And Mitzrayim, it was Kofar Leim Ar Kegigs. They didn't do it, Birtsoinoi Atoiv. Geirus, what they have, Bekfir, where they didn't have choice, doesn't have the aloha from Gershon Yisgar kekotem shenoy ladomi. And he is meshabeach neshub shmaitze de teretz ad leafli, and he make a lot of cheshboinus with the man and in this what he goes. The Maharal doesn't say asvore, but two from the achroine achroinim, Reb Meir Don in Kli Chemdo, and Reb Yitzchak Kutner in Pachad Yitzchak, they says a similar svore. Each one goes differently, but they says, if Hashem forced them to be megayer, even the kfiye, it means they didn't get disconnect from what was before. Why Hashem was forced them to be megayer? Because the bnei Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, and Hashem wants to force them to take the bris from Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. So the geirus from Mitzrayim didn't disconnecting them from the shoresh was before. So in such a geirus, it's like a hemshech. It's not disconnecting. When a person comes here, Tzoyinu Ayatoyv, and he says, what happens, happens. I don't want to be connect anymore. Vusi Gishen B'Zayin, I want to take a new nation, I want to be Megayer. He's going away from the past. But if someone says the opposite, we're forcing you to be Megayer because we want you should be belong to the past. We want you should have Shaiches, to Avraham Yitzchok and Yaakov, because you are coming from Avraham Yitzchok and Yaakov. In such a case, we don't say Gershon is Gar Kikotan Shenoilad Domi. That's the Maharal. Again, the Olam start to go, so I have to finish fast. So the Maharal Teretz is good, but I think in Toisfas and the Ol Rishonim Gitavach Hagitavach. In the Ol Rishonim, it's Lemaisa, it's not Mashma, because Toisfas asks. Why we need Koif Kriyar Kigigis if it was Nasa Venishma? And Toys answer only because Hashem was afraid, maybe Gondor Choyzer Bohem. From Toys says, Mashma, the Gerus was Birtsoino Matoiv, and the Koif and Olovar Kigigis was just to make sure they're not changing their mind. What? No, but Toys says, only to make sure they're not.
My Koffel should be loud.
Toys says, the word my Koffel? Shabbos? Pashtus Mashma from Toisves that Lekatchila, if Hashem is not going to be concerned that maybe יחזרו בהם, עוד נשגוון אז עכשש, מותס נשגדף. And the Maral says, no, the Gerus ומתן תוירה couldn't come without כופו עליהם ארכי גיגיס. It's not their choice. So it's a beautiful break from the Maral, but doesn't stem to meet Toises. So I think the answer is, if you want to answer כופו עליהם ארכי גיגיס from Mitzrayim, I think the answer is, of course, the Gerus from Mitzrayim, we're learning from Gerus from Mitzrayim. And this is the Shoresh from Gerus. And needs to be over there, the Alochas. But when a person is Megayer by himself, individual, only him, so he doesn't have any Shaychas to the past. Disconnect. But in Mitzrayim was Gerus Klolis. And Hashem was Megayer, Megayer you, and Megayer you, and Megayer you. Hashem was Megayer Klal Yisrael Keyechid or Achas. He took Klal Yisrael, he Niglo Aleihem, and he was Megayer them. Atem Tiuli was not a Gerus Protis. So you cannot say each one lost the kesher with the other people. The opposite. Hashem took them like Yechid or Achas and says, whatever are you now, I'm taking you, I'm Megayer you. So they stay in the same position like they was before. The Zelbe Metzias Zom Giblibn. Here was a Geus Protis, each one separately. So what this Shimon ever Shaiches mit Reuven? Nothing. But when Hashem took all of them, so it was a Geus Klolis. What's mean Geus Klolis? I am a Geilu like a nation. Each one of you ever Shaiches with the other one. And this, what you are a nation, you are crying to everyone, I want to take you and I want to be Megayer you. So what are you going to say after the Gerus? They don't have any more Shaiches ones to the other one? It's impossible. The old Gerus means, Ve'atem Tiuli. I'm taking you together. Cannot be the Gerus going to be Merachek when the Gerus came to be Mekarev. That's what I think the answer. But go back to the question where we start about Rabbi Yochanan. Go back to the question we start. If Rabbi Yochanan is moided to the Gerus. So I had a whole cheshbon with Gerus Mitzrayim, but it's getting late, we're going to put it in the side. But I think the bottom line, it was maybe Yom was mentioning, that Gerus is disconnecting the relationship with the Ger F today. The Moshe. A person needs to mechabed his father. Why? Because he's a son of his father and he's related to his father. A brother is not allowed to marry the sister because he's relating to her. It's not only because they came from the same mother. They came from the same mother and what? And the Torah says, that relationship is still going on. They are brother and a sister. That's what your father, you came from your father. It's ever meaning. It never stopped. He's still your father today. This all aloches, when a person gets megayer, he gets disconnect. Doesn't have any shaykhs anymore. He was your father. He was not your father anymore. He was your sister. It's not your sister anymore. He didn't change the reality that you came from him. He was yesterday my father, of course. He was yesterday my father? Yes. If the past still exists, we see from Tanakhama, he says even you get punished on that. Yes. So what got changed? Got changed that like you start a new beginning, the whole relationship that you have with the past, this got changed. You like individual person that you start a new beginning, a new way. So you have a father. Did you relate it to your father? Not. You have a sister. Did you relate it to your sister? Not. A brother and a sister, loved it, I don't want to say, but animals, they don't have the concept from a brother and a sister. Even they came from the same mother, because it's only a metzias, but they came from the same mother, but the relationship are not continue. They don't have any shaykhs once with the other one. The Torah doesn't tell you Gershon is Geyer means that the Metzias is got changed, like Moshe says. It's no Yitzirorah of you. And if it's no Yitzirorah, because the Metzias, this is your father. But is your father related to you? It's the relationship. Like today, he have a reason he should consider to be your father. So the Torah says every person, because he was your child 20 years ago, so today he is your father. The dugme. A man was Mekadosh his wife. He did the actual Kiddushin 25 years ago. But what happens because the 25 years ago? Today he is the husband. Today he still have a kinyan in her. She's his wife. She related to him. Today she's the Eishes Ish. It happens because the Kiddushin from yesterday. But the Kiddushin from yesterday created a Metzias that today she belongs to him. A father with his son, it's not only because yesterday something happens. It was yesterday caused the fact that today I'm his son. But I'm son today also. I'm korif to him. It's the old Dine Kurvis. When the Torah says, Arayas, I'm not allowed in Dine Kurvim, it's not because something happened yesterday. Just because today you are a korif to him. Today she's your sister. Today she's your daughter. Today it's your son. What happens by Gershon is Gayer? Says the Torah, Kekoton Shanoi Ladomi. Every relationship got disconnect. Is not your koroiv. Is my son? Yeah. That is korif to me? Any relationship? No. He doesn't have to be mechabed you. He doesn't have a issue to be mekalel you. He doesn't yarshant you. He doesn't have any relationship with you. But if I'm gonna ask, every aloha what's not negia for today, every aloha what's negia to yesterday, pur revu, he needs to be my son today, or pur revu, it's enough that in the time that I have kids. Reishis soini. To give you a very simple example. Someone, it's not negia to pur revu, but someone have a bechor, and lo aleinu the bechor passed away. It's the new boy. The second child is going to be Reishis Oinai? Of course not. And why not? You don't have kids anymore. It's not exist. But Ayed, he had a child. And this new one, it's not Reishis Oinai. The same is about Pur Revu. Pur Revu and Bechoiru have a shaykhes to the past. The old new alochas have a shaykhes to today. Today he needs to be korif to him. And today we say, Gershon is Gaya kekotam shenoylad domi. This I sing the Teretz. I want just to finish with a beautiful thing that I saw in the Pia Setzner, the Sefer from the Pia Setzner. It's called Tzav Zeiruz. It's like a diary that he wrote to himself. And he became 40 years old. And he writing to himself, I became 40 years old. What should I be mekabel for the birthday? What should I do? I'm mekabel on my new meledes, a new Kabbalah. I should be mekabel to be masmid. Says, according to what I judge myself, I'm not mevatel a minute even for a second. When I have time, I sit and learn. And he write it to himself, so I'm sure he's not, he didn't saw somebody gonna say. I should be mekabel more makpid be mitzvahs and nizar from isur. So, how much that I could, I'm nizar from all isurim. I'm trying to be medakted in the mitzvahs, how much that I could. What I should be mekabel in myself? So he says, I want to be megayer. But I can't. I want to be megayer, to mekabel on myself like a new Kabbalah, I'm able to do the mitzvahs from Hashem from my rotzen. But I can, because I'm a Yid. So I can be mekabel, megayer. So he says, I can't be megayer beguf because I'm a Yid. But megayer from inside, to have this Kabbalah, like I'm mekabel on myself, to do what Hashem says, like from a new beginning, change the ma'us from myself, from inside, this I could do. So this is what he says. As we see from the Gemara, it's a mitzvah lekabel geirim. So mostly from us, it's not negia. We're not sitting in a birthday dinim. We're not taking geirim. Mostly from us, it's not negia. But we know that a yag mitzvah is negia to everyone. In some way or another, everyone needs to be megia, the mitzvah from each tayag. other persons could be mekayim the mitzvah. And the mitzvah, a person could be mekabel, it's shaykh in every year, in every generation, in every situation, that a person say, I'm a great, I'm giving tzedakah when I need, I'm going to Ashir when I need, I'm davening when I need, I'm okay. Nobody blaming you. You really, you're fantastic. But what's about a new beginning? New Islamis. Something from changing, not because of changing that I should not be bad. Just the opposite, because the goodness what I have inside of me should go on a higher level. So the Piyasetzne Rebbe, Tzadik V'Kodesh, says, I'm trying to be mekabel that about myself. The obvious Gdoishim was Gdoishim Utoirim. But maybe this power, there was Megayer, even there was Gdoishim Utoirim, there was mekabel on himself, to keep the mitzvahs in such a way, there was Moirish this to us. And we, even they have Geirus, but we still considered the kids from the Ovis, right? And this relationship, like Rabbi Yochanan say, never stops. And the Geirus from Mitzrayim didn't disconnect the Shachas from the Koivim. So we still considered like Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov. And Zchus Ovis Loitamo. And the Chazde Ovis Loitamo. So we still want to also to be Meshaych, to this avoider. From Esan Efesh Asher Osu Bechorom, that a person sees something and says, what I did till today was good, but I want to go to an higher level. I want to start myself, like to have a Pchine from Geirus, start to serve Hashem, with a new Islaves, Ponim Chadoshes Bo Olekam. Have a good Tavoch.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Okay.